Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. We are coming to you this morning from the Metro Atlanta area, and we're happy to be with you this morning. It seems like it's going to be a beautiful day here in the Metro Atlanta area. Maybe a little rain a little later, but right now it's a nice sunny morning, and we're happy to be here with you. I'm happy to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
And I want to thank the parents in advance for allowing them time to prepare for today's show. I believe both of these children have started back school. Everyone in this area has not gone back to school yet, but I believe our reporters today have. And so I know that first week of school can be kind of hectic, so I appreciate the time that they've spent on their stories and on the conference call to get their assignment. And so we're going to move forward this morning. Our topic on this morning is I Love My Church. Now, one of the things that I recognizes that children don't really have a choice in the church that they attend. They go to the church their parents attend. And so I just wanted to see what they're getting out of going to their church. I loved going to church with my parents when I was a child. We had a wonderful neighborhood church. Our church was right in our neighborhood. We could walk up the alley and be at church. And I really, now that I'm older, I can see how the things that I learned in church have enhanced my life and have even caused me to walk in a certain direction as far as even in my career. So I'm glad this morning to be able to talk about church and get a report from the children about how they feel about their church. What is it that they like about their church? And so that they can see that what an important role church plays in their life. It's not just some place we go to on Sunday and throughout the week, but it's a place where we are learning about our God and where we are learning to be good Christians and have good character. And so we're going to hear from them on this morning. Before we get started, I just want to give our commercial. Our commercial is that we are recruiting reporters for Junior Giant Speaks. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12, and they must be willing to try something just a little bit different. And I believe this will be something that they enjoy. We are endeavoring to grow and to continue growing. We are 5 years strong. We're 5 years strong, going on actually 6 years that the radio show has been in existence. So if you have children, grandchildren, nieces or nephews that you think might enjoy being on the radio and sharing their stories, I would ask you to give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. That is 678-516-5570. You can always also go to our webpage, which is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, and leave us a message there. And we will get back to you just as soon as we can. Like I said, we are endeavoring to grow Junior Giant Speaks. And as the children go into their teenage years, they're no longer eligible to be on the radio. So we are trying to make sure that we have enough children to man the show and continue to grow. So if you would like your children to be a part, just give me a call. Okay, we're going to get started this morning. Like I said, our topic this morning is I Love My Church. And we're going to get started this morning with Miss Taria. Miss Taria, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And how was your week?
Good. My week was good because I went to my friend's house and we watched the movie.
Okay. That sounds like fun. And you started back school this week?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me, what grade are you in, Taria?
Fourth.
You're in the fourth grade. And what is your favorite subject?
Math.
Your favorite subject is math?
Yes, ma'am.
And so tell me why you like math.
Because it's challenging and the word problems are fun.
And that's very good. Math is a very important subject, so if that's one of your favorite subjects, that's very excellent. Whenever I think of especially girls loving math, I always think of that movie. It's called Hidden Figures, and it just shows the hidden the women that they were mathematicians, and they were very smart, and the strides that they made for American history, the great things that they did. So that's a great subject to be to enjoy. So keep it up. Are you ready with your story this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Taria, and I'm your junior Diamond Choir. What I like most about my church is that it is fun and you learn new things about Jesus. I am an active member in Children's Church. I'm in the Children's Church choir. I participate in plays and pay my tithes. I also assist my dad when he does events for hospitality ministry. I serve food and I help clean the kitchen. I want to be a more active member by joining the praise dance ministry. I interact with my friend Amaya and my junior giant team. My church teaches how to praise Jesus and how to love others. You should come visit my church. It's fun and educational. This is Taria, and I'm your junior giant reporter. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Ms. Taria. So, Taria, tell me, you said you want to be part of the praise dance ministry?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Why?
Because I like dancing.
Okay. Well, I encourage you to do that. Do they have one for your age?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. Well, I hope you have an opportunity to become involved in that. Stay on the line. We are going to have a question of the day, but we're going to keep moving to our next reporter. And we have with us Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Hello, Brother Luke. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. How was your week?
It was fun.
Did you start back to school?
Yes, ma'am.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
You're in the fourth grade also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me, what is your favorite subject in school?
Science.
What is it?
Science.
I don't know what you're saying.
Science.
Science. I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. So what is it about science that you like?
Doing our activities. Like sometimes we, in science, which I was going to ask you, we try making a light bulb light up by having a battery, sticking two wires into it from a light bulb, like, crater, and then the light bulb lights up.
Okay, so you like doing all the experiments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Very bright. Are you ready with your report this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good day. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter, and today's show is all about why I love my church. The first question that I will answer is why I love my church. I love my church because it has fun people. There and fun activities for youth. I also love children's church and Wednesday night service. Secondly, why do I think that I am good, that I am a good member now, and what kind of member I would like to become? I feel like I am a good member because I respect my church. I would like to become a musician member in the future and play the drums, keyboard, and guitar for church. The third question I ask is, what do I contribute to church and what I like to contribute in the future? I contribute my attention to love my church. I would like to contribute in the future to being a musician and a deacon in the church. The next question is, what do I like about children's church? I like children's church because we learn about God and the Bible. A scripture that I learned in children's church is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The fifth question is, what my involvement at my church? I currently serve on the Children's Church Ministry Praise Mom Dance Team. I also serve on the Children's Church Drama Ministry Team as an actor in seasonal productions. Lastly, I was asked to write an invitation to my church. If I were to invite a friend, I write, Dear Xavier, we are having service at my church. Would you like to come and visit? And this has been Luke, your junior dirt reporter. If you were ever in the city of Sherma, Georgia, come and visit my church, High Point Christian Tabernacle. Thanks, and have a great Saturday.
Very good, Luke. Very good. What makes you want to be a deacon?
Probably because my uncle's a deacon.
Okay. Okay, that's very nice. That's a good thing. Deacons are very important members of the church. They're very important to the pastor and to just the church continuing to run well. And so that's a good aspiration. You all are doing very well with your reports on this morning. It's important that you love your church and be involved in your church. As you get older, you'll understand how important it is. And I don't mean old people, not when you're old people. I mean, as you grow into your teenage years, you're going to understand how important your church is. And I want to admonish you to always want to be in the house of God. Enjoy being in the house of God. There's something for you every time you go. God might send you a message through the pastor, or there might be a song that you hear that encourages your heart. So I want you to love being in the house of God and participate. When you're there, clap your hands, sing with the people that are singing, and enjoy being there. It's a good place to be. And we're going to continue on this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. Our topic on this morning is I Love My Church. And I believe I have Miss Jada on the line. Jada? Maybe I don't. Who else is on the line? Okay. Maybe we just have extra listeners. And we want to welcome you. Thanks for listening in. And we're going to continue this morning. By any chance, do I have Almeda on the line?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Miss Almeda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. For those of you who haven't listened in before, Almeda is one of our junior giants that aged out. She turned 13 and left us. But she wanted to remain a part. She and one of the other young girls that were part of Junior Giants, they want to remain a part of Junior Giants. So Miss Almeda is going to be our co-host. And so this is something new that we're trying. And I wanted to take an opportunity today to introduce her to our listeners. We have some faithful listeners that listen every time we're on. And so, and we have new members, all the new people listening periodically. So I wanted to introduce her and give her an opportunity to say something. So, Ms. Almeida, do you have anything you'd like to say to our listening audience or to the Junior Giants that are on the line?
I would like to say that so far the Junior Giants are doing a very great job with their reports, and I would like to say that I look very forward to working with you.
Okay, and I look forward to working with you also. I want you to know that I appreciate you wanting to remain a part of Junior Giants, you and Amaya. And so you all can be looking for a newsletter from us because Ms. Amaya is a writer and she wants to continue with Junior Giants doing the newsletter. And so hopefully that will come out once a month or once every other month. She and I haven't come to a decision on that yet. And I don't want us to interfere with her schoolwork as school is just get, she will go back to school on Monday. So Almeida, I want to thank you for listening in. And as of our next show, Almeida will be doing the hosting. She will host our next show. I will be listening in and only chime in as is necessary. And so I'm very excited about this. It's very new, but it's about growing. And I want our young people to grow because I promise you these are some of the best young people you have ever wanted to meet. They're very intelligent. They love God and they love their families, and they don't mind sharing their beliefs and what they love about God, and I like that. And so that's how we're going to be growing. And so welcome, Ms. Almeida.
It's glad to be here.
Okay. We're going to go on with our question of the day, and we have been talking about loving our church. And the young people that we have on this morning, they are members of High Point Christian Tabernacle Church, which is in Smyrna, Georgia. And it is a wonderful church. I happen to be a member myself, and I believe this is a blessed church. It's a good place to be. And so just like I believe it was Luke said, if you're ever in the Smyrna area, please feel free to join us at High Point Christian Tabernacle. I don't have the address in front of me, but it's on, I want to say, 3268 Old Concord Road. But it's in Smyrna, Georgia. You can Google it, and it will come up. You can also find it on Facebook and join us. I promise, without the shadow of a doubt, that you will enjoy yourself. I will give you a guarantee. And so please come and join us. So we have been talking about I love my church, and the question of the day is when you hear someone who is talking badly about your church or even your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, how do you address that? How do you handle that? What do you say? Do you sit there and just let them talk bad about it, or do you say something to them? So the question is, because you love your church, when you hear someone who is talking badly about your church, what do you do? What do you say? Do you stay in silence, or do you say something to them? Do you chime in and talk about it too? What do you do? We're going to start with Miss Taria. Miss Taria, what do you think you would do if you heard somebody, say you were sitting somewhere at church and you heard people talking badly about your church? What would you do?
I would say, please don't talk about my church like that.
Okay. Why?
Because it's offensive, and I love my church.
Okay. I like that, Taria. And you have a right to speak up, because sometimes when people are doing things that are wrong, they don't mind doing what they're doing, but they don't necessarily want you to tell them the right thing to do. And because you are Christians, it is important that you learn how to stand up for the things that are right. That's very important. That's very important. So I appreciate your answer. You need to learn how to stand up for the right things. People who are doing wrong, they're very loud about what they're doing, and they want everybody to know that they're doing whatever it is that they are doing. But just like they do that, it is equally important or more important that those of us who are Christians and know the right thing to do, that we voice our opinions and voice our concerns and say what we have to say. You don't have to be silent when other people are doing things that are wrong. So good answer. Good answer. Next, we're going to go to Brother Luke. Brother Luke, if someone, you were sitting somewhere and you heard someone talking badly about our church or your church, what would you do? Would you do anything?
I say that is disrespecting God, and I really don't want to say shut up to you, but if you keep on talking bad about it, somebody's going to have to say it, and then you're going to feel bad for yourself, so I can't do anything about that. All I'm going to tell you is stop talking about our church like that, or you will have major consequences.
Okay. All right. And you have to make sure, Luke, that when you say it, you still say it in love, okay? Because it might make you very angry that they're doing that. But you don't want to act like they act. But you do stick up for your church, and that's good. That's a good thing, okay?
That's why I said I didn't want to tell them to shut up.
That's good. That's good. And just continue to love your church, both of you. Continue to love your church and continue to love God. And don't be ashamed to stand up for the things that are right. I believe that is all for today. Did you have anything to say, else to say, Ms. Almeida?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on this morning here on Junior Giants Speak. Once again, this is the show for children, by children, and about children. We are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. As you heard, we only had two this morning, but we do have others. I'm not quite sure. Saturday activities sometimes hamper with our participation. But we are looking for Junior Giants between the ages of 7 and 12. If you know someone that you believe might like to be a part of Junior Giants, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 678-516-5570, and we will be back with you in 2 weeks. We're on the first and the third Saturdays of every month. And I want you to know that we appreciate you joining in. We appreciate all our listeners this morning. We hope that you enjoyed our show. And we want to say God bless you and have a wonderful week. And you all have a wonderful week in school.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Reginald Summers and his son Ezekiel. I want to thank you for joining us on this morning. God bless you and have a wonderful week. We look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. And if you want to have your children to be a part of Junior Giant Speak, give me a call. The number is 678-516-5570. Bye-bye.